This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio. You can take control of the airwaves here if you want. Otherwise, we bring up stuff that we hope you'll be interested in. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Apparently, there were more of these walkouts yesterday at various different high schools and such across the United States, and they've got you a little fired up, apparently, Mark Edge. We'll talk about that. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It's Ian and Mark in here as normal on a Saturday night, and we are live every single day, so we're live right now, which means you can get interactive with us. You can bring up whatever you want. We've also got Skype. You can call in at Skype username lrn.fm, and you do need to send a contact request first. If you've not done that, we'll approve it as soon as we see it pop in, and you'll be good to go from that point forward on Skype. Also, you can connect with us via the Discord on-air call-in line room. And if I dare say, I think the Discord on-air call-ins become more popular than the Skype as far as online methods of calling, and it sounds better, too.
It does sound better.
So try that out at discord.lrn.fm. Just hop into that top room there, the on-air call-in line room, and we'll get you on the air here. So we'll talk about these the reactions that are continuing to the Parkland school shooting and other school shootings with students walking out. CNN has a big article about this today, saying that the students are saying, we won't stop. Well, except when summer vacation comes along, right?
Right.
So we'll get into that. But first, Parker is actually on the line already on Skype. And so we're going to you first, Parker. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, good. I know you weren't calling about this, but since you're a younger-sounding listener, are you connected with any of these people who are doing, I know you're not in high school. You're actually in your mid-20s, I think. Do you know anything? Do you hear anything about, are people participating in these walkouts? Do you have any friends still in that age range?
I'm not all that familiar with the walkouts. I know that if kids were saying, holy crap, the schools are unsafe and we need to, have armed personnel in the school or not have public schools at all, for that matter, that'd be better. But
no, they're not saying that.
Time, but yeah. So if they're like, we won't go back to school until all the assault weapons, whatever those are totally banned.
Well, that actually might be a good thing. I mean, if that actually happened, because getting people out of these government schools is a pretty good goal. So if they actually don't go back to the government schools in protest, then that's cool. But that's not what's going to happen.
People should be able to go to government school if they want to go to government school.
Yeah.
So long as they pay for it.
Oh, well, they are.
The good thing with that logic is that anything can be an assault weapon, which means that they will never be able to totally ban assault weapons, which means that they will never be able to fulfill that goal, which means that they will never go back to school.
Well, they're not saying they're not going to go back to school, right. Just to be clear. They're just walking out of school once a month, basically.
Well, what I've seen on these walkouts is that people are just, that the students are complaining about violence. And, I don't know anywhere.
Violence is not fun.
I don't know anywhere in the world that walking out, that protesting against violence works. I mean, you can protest to try to get the government to do something, and that might have an effect. Not a big effect, but an effect. But criminals don't give a flying flip but a rolling donut whether or not you walk out of school against violence. They don't care if you have a march against rape. They don't care. I mean, you know what stops people who are willing to commit violence against you? A handgun. That's what stops them.
That's one of the things, for sure. Especially if you are of a stature that is less than the attacker, right? Like if you're a smallish person, a woman, perhaps.
Big police officers use handguns to take care of small assaulters.
They sure do as well. There's no doubt. Yeah. So, Parker, you were calling about something different tonight. What was on your mind?
Well, last week, think it was about last week, I called in about an idea that a friend and I were talking about called the 30-Day Voluntarist Challenge. I've come up with another idea that may sort of parallel along the same lines. The goal is to get statists to become voluntarists through this sort of process. I've changed things up a little bit since we're not – what we're still struggling
to come up. So a voluntarist is somebody who believes that all human interaction should be consensual. And a statist is somebody who is kind of like in the status quo. They believe in the state, this idea that it's okay for total strangers, politicians, to rule over our lives, so long as you're given a vote in the process. That makes all of the violence of the state completely acceptable, all of its destruction, all of its taxation, everything's okay. And if you don't like it, well, you know, you can work to change it within the system.
Yeah. So and the system's designed to be very, very difficult to change.
Sure is.
Which, of course, it's supposed to be. Like, I don't want people changing the system to get what they want. That's sort of, you know, the problem here. But the problem is that I can't change the system to get it what I want.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It's a system that nobody gets what they want. It's a crappy system.
Except for the bureaucrats. You're getting paid well.
I'm sorry, but the government as it exists today is a Marxist fever dream. It doesn't serve anyone well. It is just, it's just an anachronism. It is bad old tech.
Well, if I may interject, I would say that statism is win-lose, whereas voluntarism is win-win.
Sure.
So, unless you want to control other people, in which case you don't win in voluntarism, right?
Well, unless you get people to sign up to have you tell them what to do. I mean, there might be people who want to be told what to do. I'm pretty sure those people exist in life. Many of them are statists today.
The problem is, you know as well as I do, is if you're a socialist, and by socialist I generally mean a statist, you need the money from rich people to do what you want to do.
Sure.
The vast majority of taxes that are collected from the top 20%, and the vast majority of those are from the top 10%, and the vast majority of those are from the top 5%. Okay?
Right. Yeah,
so you need that. You need to be able to steal money from that top 5%. You don't call it stealing. You say it's their fair share.
Fee.
Yeah,
tax.
Or whatever it is that you say.
But
you need to be able to get that 5%. But you know that you're not going to provide service to that 5% in the way that they want it. You're going to provide service to this other 95% because they're the ones that can vote you in. This 5%, they have the money to put candidates up and to get people involved in the system, but the 95%, there's the ones that vote them in. So, you know, nobody gets what they want. It just doesn't make sense. Rich people should have the government that rich people want, so long as it doesn't enslave me.
Hmm. Right. Now, the idea that I have in mind...
Yeah.
Is to have a mock trial, as it were. And I call it the people versus Uncle Sam statism on trial.
Okay.
Now,
I like the name.
Whomever you decide to challenge to this mock trial, if the person you challenge accepts the challenge, they take on the responsibility as the defendant and have to, well, there's one of two ways that you can do this. You can either do this in person, or you can do this online via maybe Facebook group.
You're saying
or
you're
something.
Putting the
ladies and gentlemen, the libertarian fever dream. I'm sorry, buddy, you're never going to logic people into a decision. I mean, it's been tried over and over again. We have the logical position. These phone lines will be filled this evening with people who have illogical positions, telling us we're
too.
Nuts. Well, it's true. We've got the moral position and the logical
position.
Because
the libertarian position or the voluntarist position is one of morality in that you're not forcing people into your system. You are saying all human interaction should be consensual. But I get what you're saying, Mark, is that people make decisions based on emotion. They don't get logic in.
And continuity, right?
The old system,
whatever has existed in the past, this libertarian world of yours, where has it ever existed? Well, I'll tell you, there was a time when slavery didn't, no place existed without slavery, too. I'm just suggesting that you shouldn't be able to tell me what to do,
Parker,
in my life.
I'm not saying don't try this. I think that it's worth a shot. Obviously, it's creative, but I don't think that most people who you would define as statists, if they would accept the, if they would accept the label, would want to just go ahead and consent to being as a part of a trial. Although that said, I do like the idea of putting the statists on defense, which is kind of what you're saying here, is they would have to defend the state. Go ahead.
And so a lot of what comes down to is you have to come up with a laundry list of all the things that Uncle Sam, as a sort of a kingpin of this organized crime syndicate known as the government, has committed.
Well, and that's not hard to do. There's no doubt about that. Parker, thanks for the call tonight. I would add to this that, you know, it's cool for like a thought experiment or for people debating online, but if you actually really want to do this in real life, you just, libertarians should move to New Hampshire, and the more of us there are, the more the statists are just going to be on defense.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm here in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
If you'd like to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. You can check out their vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages available to you over at libertystickers.com. Or maybe you've got a business or an organization you want to get your own bumper stickers made up. They can do that for you, too. libertystickers.com. As we continue here, of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We started out touching on these protests that have been happening. It's apparently the second one in 2 months, so it seems like they're doing it roughly once a month. The teenagers at high schools in various places across the United States walking out in protest of, well, the idea that they want more gun control, as I understand it. This apparently happened at a number of high schools yesterday, and I did not witness that personally. I don't know how many of them participated around here, but there was a anti-gun rally that actually transpired at approximately the same time yesterday as the 420 rally happened in Concord, New Hampshire, at the State House here again in New Hampshire, where every year for the last almost entire decade there has been mass civil disobedience committed basically in the front steps of the State House with 420 celebrations where people smoke pot openly. Even though it's illegal to do so in New Hampshire, we did have a small amount of decriminalization last year. And for those who want to hear a lot more about that particular event, we spent 3 hours of the show last night talking about all things 420 and cannabis legalization related, and talked about what went down at this year's 420 celebration, which frequently has involved Free Talk Live hosts. So usually hosts of the show will go to this event. Usually one or two of us gets to speak at the event, and all that happened. And some of the video is actually being posted up today. The first video is out right now, actually, from freekeen.com. It's Carla Garrick, who is a longtime friend of the show. She is still with the Free State Project as a board member, but more importantly, she's the president of the New Hampshire Secession Group. They don't use the word secession, but that's what they support. It's the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, kind of like a think tank outreach organization. And she threw her hat in the ring officially to run for Senate again. So you've got the former president of the Free State Project who's running for New Hampshire Senate, not the national Senate. And she came right out. She's making secession a prominent platform item for her campaign.
It's bold.
Which I'm very excited about. And she came right out and said, F the feds, yesterday on a microphone, which I just thought was really awesome. And we need more of that.
Honestly, not that fond of the feds. The United States Constitution should have limited the government to things like a navy. They have to keep up every 2 years they fund the army, because there was a great deal of argument about between the founding fathers as to whether or not there should have been a standing army or not. Now, you know, basically they just get funded every 2 years and it doesn't stop. Post roads, issuing of currency, weights and measures. Basically, that's what the federal government's supposed to do. Make sure that there's no tariffs between states. And as a result, what we have is this giant organization that is acting like a country. It wasn't supposed to be. It's a federation of states.
Yeah. Definitely.
State means an organization that claims the monopoly privilege of the use of violence in a given landmass. That's what a state is. Not the federal government. The federal government was not meant to be a state. The federal government was meant to be a federation of states.
Not only is it acting like a nation, but it's acting like the world's police. So the worst order of a nation, the kind that is dominating or attempting to dominate all different parts of the globe simultaneously with its, what, 1,000-plus military bases and continued occupations of places like, you know, South Korea and you name it. So, yeah, secession now, it's definitely an issue that time has come. It is one of those issues that is, you know, splits to some extent the libertarian movement. There are a number of libertarians who, they're not in favor necessarily of secession. They can argue reasons why you want to stay in the Union. You want the government to not bomb you, for instance, because there's the fear that the U.S. government will go ahead and roll in tanks on any state that does decide to secede.
I think that the federal government and the patriotism that surrounds it has so much momentum that I wouldn't spend any time bothering to talk about secession. Mm-hmm. What I would point out to people is this organization is $21 trillion in debt, and it appears to double every 8 years. At least it has, under each president, doubled and within the recent past, doubled under each president. I ask you, not whether or not a person should be able to secede or a state should be able to secede without an invasion from the federal government, because that's the only thing that could stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Without an invasion from the federal government, I don't care whether you think that that's moral or not, because if you want to roll tanks in on your friends and family, you're an insane, violent lunatic, yeah. And screw you and your stupid opinion. But I would ask you this, ladies and gentlemen. This organization is $21 trillion in debt and smoking towards $100 trillion. Like, it's like, yeah. it's a rocket sled on rails, baby. I mean, you talk about leaving something for your grandchildren? You're enslaving your grandchildren to the kind of spending that's going on with this organization.
For sure.
And you don't give a whit. You know what you want? You want a strong man that's going to stand up to world leaders. It costs money to stand up to world leaders. Those Tomahawk missiles are $1.5 million a piece.
Yeah.
And they fired 100 missiles. I can't tell you what type they were on Syria. That's a lot of money that was spent. That's a lot of money your grandchildren are going to have to pay interest on for a very long time. You know why I say it's your grandchildren? Because you don't know who your great-grandchildren are. You're currently paying. Right now, there is no argument that you're paying the interest on the debt from the Civil War. No argument,
another
ladies
pointless
and gentlemen.
Conflict.
Right. You cannot call here and make an argument that you are not paying interest on debt from the Civil War, because you are. Those people that fought the Civil War, that thought it was important enough to kill their friends and family in order over this conflict, they left that debt to you, and they're well past your grandparents.
Yeah.
This is a debt machine. And you know why these organizations, these banks continue to give them good credit? Because they know you. They know your children. They know your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren will continue to work and give money
obediently
to these rapacious,
yep,
disgusting politicians, right, in Washington, D.C.
Because even a small amount of civil disobedience can go a long way in sort of gumming up the works of the state. This is something I talked about in my brief speech yesterday in front of this 420 event. I talked about not taking a plea deal. Now, this is more on a local level, but this can, this can be writ large. And in fact, we talked about somebody at Anarchapulco about a sort of similar idea at the federal level, where if they charge you with something like possession of marijuana, you don't take the plea deal. You don't just plead guilty and pay a fine. You refuse to pay the fine. You take a not guilty plea, and then you go to court, and you make them get their conviction. They're probably going to get the conviction, but at least you make them have to work for it, and it basically gums up the system, and eventually, if enough people were to do that, they'd just start dropping charges. For anybody who refused to take a plea, they just end up dropping the charges or just not even charging people with possession of marijuana in the first place. But that takes the gumption to be able to put yourself out there like that. We're coming up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free if you would like to join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, and Skype username is lrn.fm, or call us through our Discord chat at the Discord on-air call-in line room on what is a much larger server with several channels on various different topics. You can go and interact with other listeners of the show before, during, and after Free Talk Live by going to discord.lrn.fm. That, again, is discord.lrn.fm. If you are a liberty-minded person and you have not yet gone to liberty.menu to list whatever entrepreneurial projects you've got going on, what are you waiting for? There's no reason not to go. It's a free site, so you can just list your business there, and then other libertarians might find you that didn't know about you because you hadn't necessarily advertised the fact that you were a libertarian running a business. Maybe you are a creator. You create digital content. You want people to know about that? You can add your digital content to the list over at liberty.menu and to the map. It's a map-based location-based, you know, who's around, that kind of thing. Who in your area is liberty-friendly? And it's pretty new, so your area may need some additions, which is why you should go to liberty.menu and create some content there. Add your business, add your events. If you're an events coordinator, you're putting something together you want people to attend, who are libertarians, people who are voluntarists, individuals who reject the initiation of force, and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, that is the target audience for liberty.menu. So if you want to reach those people, people who think like you do, hopefully, go to liberty.menu and put yourself up there. Put your businesses up there. You can do more than one, and it's all free to add to liberty.menu. You can also use code FTL and get your special Free Talk Live listener badge over at liberty.menu. I saw the founder, Patrick, of liberty.menu yesterday. He was actually at the 420 event that happened in Concord. Very, very successful event. We talked a lot about that on the special 420 edition of Free Talk Live from last night. So if you missed that episode, maybe you're a radio listener that only hears us live on Saturday nights, because some of our stations only take this episode of the show, you can always go to freetalklive.com and download as many episodes as you want, going back for more than a decade, all completely free. So feel free to join us here again, 855-450, free like freedom. Mark, you were fired up about these walkouts, the school walkouts today, and we didn't really do much more than scratch the surface. Yesterday is when they happened. There have been apparently two of these mass walkouts that have happened over the last 2 months, and the students, they're mad. And I can pull up the CNN piece. I'm sure they got some quotes from some of these angry students that want to be told what to do, want the government to take away their rights from them, but not all their rights. Remember when David Hogg, the media darling from down there in Parkland, Florida, he was mad about the clear backpacks that the school had put in place as one of the solutions, apparently, to school shootings, because he was worried about his right to privacy.
Yeah.
In that
show me what democracy looks like. This is what democracy looks like, David Hogg. Like, so this is the difficulty, right? Like, I understand these young people want, first off, most of them are just saying, we want violence to stop. We want to see these mass shootings stop. And
who doesn't want to see that?
Right. Everybody wants that. And walking out of class isn't going to, amount to anything. Don't worry, staying in class wasn't going to amount to anything either.
Yeah.
So, I support these kids exercising some kind of, attempt to change their world for the better. I support
it's
that.
It's their first attempt
yeah.
for many of them
and
at that. They're going to learn how difficult it is, as you were talking about earlier, how so frustrating the political system is when you feel like you've got momentum. And they must feel like they do, right? Like, they've got a large number of supporters. They're doing something. And
they're getting funding
class.
From all over. And,
right.
They want these. They really don't have any clear set of things that they want. There's some people that are throwing out, let's ban AR-15s as though that's going to do anything. God knows they couldn't. And shoot up a school with other rifles, but whatever, fine. There's all kinds of proposals on the table, none of which appear like they're going to do anything.
No.
Frankly, it's like we haven't done science in America. It's like we haven't taken places in America and basically banned guns and to see what happened. Well, you can take a look at the places in America where we've basically banned guns, and you will see
Chicago,
some of the highest
Baltimore.
Crime rates in America.
Yeah. New York City.
Yeah, and the all that is that it's just they're just acting like the government. Okay, we failed, but here's why we've failed. We need to ban more guns in more wider areas surrounding these areas, and that'll stop it. Well, the places where gun bans have been most successful have generally been on islands. And it's a little harder to sneak the guns in onto islands than it is on, a continent. Mm-hmm. Especially a continent where, by the looks of it, I can't tell you this for sure, ladies and gentlemen, I try to be very factual on this show. It looks like there are probably about 2 firearms per person in the United States.
Okay.
So the idea that you're going to sweep up all these weapons, half of those weapons, half of them, which wouldn't put in a dent. That's one firearm for every person that you're sweeping up and one you're leaving. you're not going to put a dent if you get half of these firearms. It doesn't even make any sense to, you know, as a solution.
But don't forget, Mark, there's also the ghost gunner out there, which we've talked about on Free Talk Live, which allows an individual who has some technical know-how to, in a 3D, special 3D printer called the ghost gunner.
It's not a 3D printer. It's a CNC machine that takes aluminum and carves aluminum into the shape of a AR-15 receiver or any other receiver that you need to, but they basically...
That's a part of a gun.
It's the gun. It's what the federal government calls a gun.
Yeah. And this can basically help you manufacture your own gun from scratch with no traces whatsoever.
For less than $2,000, you can buy a ghost gunner.
For the machine, yeah.
For the cost of the aluminum, you can make a new AR-15 every single day that has no serial numbers,
right.
That's never been inspected by a government individual, that you could inside of a month arm your own militia, inside of a year arm your own army with this thing, and then
it'll pay for itself in basically instantly.
Somebody wants to ban AR-15s. Come on, really? We are so far past this. It's like banning pornography.
Yeah.
At this point, you can download off the internet the ability to make guns out of plastic. Come on.
Yeah. If you make two AR-15s out of a ghost gunner, you've paid for the ghost gunner.
Just recently, now we can honestly say that PETA members are more likely to shoot up a business than an NRA member is. I mean, you can't go after the guns and solve the problem here, people. I really believe that.
You really can't.
But again, with this, I support the students trying. I support the students attempting to get something done. But understand, when you enter the public fray and propose to use democracy to forcefully disarm your neighbors,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get pushback. That pushback's going to get ugly.
It sure is.
Because people want to keep their guns. They don't want to have their stuff taken
from them.
Just
like David Hogg wanted to keep his privacy.
Yeah, David Hogg wanted to be able to keep opaque backpacks.
And
he should be able to.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, David Hogg should do whatever the hell he's told to do by the government school because he chose to go to a middle-class welfare babysitting day prison.
No, most teenagers, most students do not choose to go to school. They're going there under the threat of force.
Are you telling me he's not 16 years old? He looks 16 years old.
Yeah, I guess he's in Florida, right? 16 is, I think you can emancipate yourself.
It was when I was in Florida. You could.
He would have to emancipate himself, I think.
You could just choose not to go to school.
I think you'd have to emancipate yourself,
I don't believe that's
otherwise,
the case.
Men with guns will come after you.
No, I don't believe that's the case.
Well, in New Hampshire, I believe it's 18.
Most teenagers could negotiate with their parents to stay home and homeschool themselves if that's what they wanted to do. But they've become acclimatized to the idea of going to government
school. It's institutionalization.
They're institutionalized. They've got this whole Stockholm Syndrome thing. I mean, why do you think there's so many movies from the 80s about high school? It's because it was traumatic as hell.
Yeah, and everybody had to go. And if you don't think outside of the box, like you're talking about here, Mark, you don't know that you don't have to go. Because if you don't go, men with guns show up to your house, and then your parents get in trouble. If you don't go. So, I mean, there's, like with every government program, there is the violence that is behind it. There are men with guns backing every single government program, including the schools. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Join us here.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want to discuss. You dial toll-free. You can join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm and the Discord on-air call-in line room available to you as well, discord.lrn.fm. So feel free to get on. You can talk about anything that you want because, you know, it doesn't seem like anybody wants to rebut any of the things that we've thrown out there here tonight. Otherwise, we'd be going to your call. See, here's a hint. When Free Talk Live isn't taking calls, it means we don't have any.
So, right, the rest of the shows, they're just vamping. They're monologuing the whole way through. We're vamping. They're monologuing. Yeah. They believe that they can provide you with a better broadcast experience by monologuing, whereas Free Talk Live, we take your calls.
Yep, that's what we do. And, of course, we still have more to say on these walkouts, the national school walkouts, CNN reporting on that. I can tell you a little bit more about that. But I also want to let you know that if you want to have an effect on things, if you want to change things, then you do have to have numbers. And this is something the students at least understand. You know, you may be right, Mark, that these protests are going to go nowhere. The politicians aren't going to give a whit about this. They'll, you know, sometimes certain politicians will make a play to the protesters. They'll come out, they'll join them at one of their events, especially if it's campaign season, and, you know, they'll walk in the parade or whatever, and they'll act as though they care about whatever the issue at hand happens to be. And if they ever end up doing anything about it, it'll be some just watered down, not at all what the, you know, the students in this particular case were intending. It'll be some sort of baby step proposal. It won't be anything that is really exciting to anybody. And eventually these students are going to get burned out, and they're going to get into college. They're going to say, you know what, screw this, or they're going to not go to college because who really needs that crap? But, you know, they're going to move on with their lives. They're going to get busy. They're going
to
go to work.
They're going to be encouraged to go to college. They're not going to be encouraged to go to a vocational school where they'll learn a trade where they'll make some money. I mean, for God's sakes, kids, go be a plumber.
Well, there's plenty of trades out there that you know, need people.
Yeah, I'm using the term plumber as sort of a catch-all. But by God, is all you have to do, kids, I've got an idea. Take care of the bills at your parents' house for the next year. Then you'll see what things cost.
Yeah.
Go for the thing that makes the most money. Chances are, it's the plumber.
I met a UPS driver who's making $36 an hour.
UPS is union.
It's union. Yeah. I understand that, but it's still $36 an hour.
It's good money.
And then you get overtime on top of that.
Yeah.
So it goes up to like 50-something bucks an hour and even more. So there's plenty of jobs out there, and you definitely don't need college. That's a whole other, you know, issue. But they're going to get burned out because they're going to be inevitably disappointed by these politicians. In the same way that people from all different sides of issues are disappointed by these politicians. And like you were talking about, Mark, nobody really gets what they want out of the government. I would say with the exception of the bureaucrats, who they are sitting pretty. They've got the retirement packages.
They're not happy with the government, but they got the money.
Well, many of them are not happy in their jobs because they're miserable and they have to work under absolutely miserable, power-mad, you know, administrators and things like that. And if they pay attention and they care about, you know, government waste, then they're probably frustrated by the fact that they're surrounded by it and can't really do anything to change it. But regardless, if they stick around for 20 or 30 years, they're going to get a sweet pension and all their medical and stuff taken care of.
Yeah, they could always move to, you know, some Central American country and live like kings after that.
Or they could take on another government job and then do what they call double dipping, where they get their pension from job A, which they've, you know, retired from, and then they get a full-on paycheck from job B, work that one for 20 years, then collect two pensions and go off to the islands with that. So, yeah, they're sitting pretty, but ultimately, the people who want to see change happen are disappointed time after time after time. I mean, I like seeing the states around the country going towards marijuana legalization, but at the same time, I'm not, you know, enthralled by it, because it still means that there's marijuana regulation coming along with the legalization, meaning that if you don't beg the government's permission to be able to grow a plant, they'll still come in with men with guns and they'll take them from you because you don't have their permission slip. So now, you know, in most states, it's still illegal to grow that plant. But in some states, I think we're up to eight states in the United States, California, Nevada, there's a list of them.
Colorado's on that list.
Colorado, Oregon,
Washington,
Washington D.C., Washington State as well, and Massachusetts, Maine, and now Vermont did it legislatively. But they all have rules and restrictions. They all have things you cannot do with a plant that is called a weed because it grows like a weed. It is, you know, unstoppable, basically, in nature, and certainly unstoppable when you put the black market behind it and people who want it and who are willing to, you know, pay good money for it. There's always going to be somebody who's willing to grow it and risk, you know, being thrown in a prison cell. But, you know, there's all these restrictions surrounding this, and we've seen that in the states where they have legalization, they're still enforcing. If they catch somebody selling without a permit, they raid that person. So it's hard to get super excited because you can't get what you want from the state. I want an end to prohibition. I want it to be over with.
Well, I feel similarly. My issue isn't marijuana, but you know, one of my big issues is education. The government has decided, for whatever reason, that they're going to basically adopt the Prussian school system.
They did that in the 1800s.
Well, yeah, and the idea was to make factory workers. So we neither have really a factory-based economy any longer, nor do we have Prussians, but we have a Prussian-based system that educates factory workers. It makes no sense at all. But the idea that you could take on a dramatically different school system within the public school system is ludicrous. Basically, public school systems are the same from Maine to California, from Hawaii to Florida.
They're all
pretty much the same, and they pretty much have the same, you know, teaching methods and curriculum and all that other stuff. And they're co-opted. They've taken what basically is the most expensive way to educate a kid and does really, frankly, not a very good job. The Huffington Post recently had an article that said more than 19%, so we'll just go ahead and call it 20%, 20% of public school graduates. Not people who went to public school for a period of time. People who got a piece of paper that says you have completed public school satisfactorily. Those people are functionally illiterate. 20% of them. You can do that without a school system. But we have to pay somewhere around $12,000 or $13,000 per year to send kids to a school like that. It's ridiculous. At my house, we spend 5% of what what the government spends to educate your kid.
Up here, it's around $20,000 a year.
Yeah, but it's high in New Hampshire, but it's lower elsewhere. But it's still 5% of that we spend. We don't spend much at all to, as far as homeschooling and that sort of thing goes, but I'll wager my kid's as well educated as anybody in his grade. Not anybody in his grade, but kids in his grade, on average. I think he's doing just fine, if not better. And that shows that you can do this for significantly less money. Nobody wants to. If you walked into your local school board and said, I'd really think we ought to try at least one school by the Sudbury system, that is going to be rejected out of hand.
It doesn't matter how successful the Sudbury schools have been, how amazing the students who've been there just rave about how awesome it is to go to these schools. For listeners that aren't familiar, Sudbury is kind of like, I think the best way, as I understand it, having never actually gone to one of them, is like an unschooling schoolhouse, basically.
Kind of, it's sort of a democratic school system where the kids decide what they're going to learn. But besides,
and it's all ages mixed in. It's not like the kids, government system.
It's like life, not like government school. Okay? But what the conclusion I've come to, and look, I don't have a problem with teachers. I think teachers are great people. And teachers have very little to do with school curriculum. But what the conclusion I've come to is that we don't have a government school system. We have a government bureaucracy intended to create as many bureaucrats and pay those bureaucrats as well as possible.
Yeah. It works well for that.
To outlay as much money. Every teacher out there will say, yeah, we could probably fire half of the teachers at my school and get better people to do that job. But, ultimately, they can't do that either. That's not what it's because that's not what the system's for. The system isn't to educate kids. The system is to create bureaucrats, people who are highly unhappy in their jobs, have very little license to do what they want, and ultimately can't leave because the paychecks are too good.
All right, so apologies to people who are trying to call in. It turns out there is something wrong with the phone system at the network. So that's why there's not a single person on the line here after an hour of some pretty raucous...
this is what happens when we talk amongst ourselves. ladies and gentlemen, this is why you have to call.
Luckily, you don't have to call, but you can because we have lines in our studio. So the lines in our network are down, but you can call here. But it's long distance. 603, not that anybody has to pay long distance anymore. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. That'll get you on. More coming up.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.